This is an MUT Radio podcast.
We do have Unobubele Cele, Siphethu Mandosi la in studio, who is Miss MUT 2023. Come on now. Please, man. Exactly. So we're going to be chatting to her in just a bit as crowned Miss MUT 2023 and just a bit more about herself as well. Sabona, her name is Blue. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Ngiyaphila. So real quickly, Jack, can you tell us a bit more about Unobubele Cele and how did we even come about her name is Blue? Maybe what are you studying and the likes?
Okay, my name is Nobubele Cele, a 20-year-old from Richards Bay, and I'm studying towards my diploma in agriculture, majoring with crop production. And yeah, man, her name is Blue just came from my little brother. Yeah, he's the one who gave me that name. Blue, actually.
He gave you the name Blue.
Yes.
Wow. Hey, Ute wins a diploma in agriculture.
Yes.
Wow, my goodness. Gaitande agriculture is manje, but ungashayi inzipho zakho. Uphinde uqhubeke futhi. Kanti you also from Richards Bay, so yazi nje sikhuluma ngoZulu Skywalker. Kanti umkhaya wakho mfethu. Anyway, also, I'm not sure if you know, what is the difference between Empangeni and Richards Bay?
It's more or less the same thing.
Oh, it's the same thing.
Yeah, it's just different cities, but it's more or less the same thing.
Oh, okay. No, I get you. Now, how did you get into modeling?
My little brother again. Yeah, he was the one.
I think we need to meet this little brother.
Yeah, man. Earlier this year, there was this other competition from Lang Puma Corner. Miss Umhlatuze.
Sure.
Yeah, and then we saw the poster. He sent it to me. He's like, dude, ngenela, send an entry video. Yeah, try this out. And you've always told me you wanted to do modeling, but then you've always been scared and stuff. But this time I'm edging you. Then I got in, and then that's how I started modeling. That was my first pageant, and I got it as second princess.
Oh, nice.
As my first pageant.
Wow.
Yeah, and then the list goes on. After that, Miss MUT, and then, yeah.
Now you finally crowned Miss MUT 2023. So, speaking on, Miss MUT pageant, could you tell us a bit more, Gutige, what is the purpose of the pageant as you understand it?
Okay. From my point of view, I feel like the pageant is mainly made to seek tholakala umuntu who will be an ambassador of the school. Somebody who will embody and stand for students, to be put on the forefront to ukuthi yabo asitshengise ukuthi kahle kahle what goes on as a MUT student.
Okay, no, definitely get it. Now, how did you feel when you heard your name being called? Kuthiwa Nobubele Cele is the winner for Miss MUT 2023. How was that feeling?
I was kind of okay. Let me tell you, let me be honest with you.
Sure.
I remember when they told us for my auditions. And then I remember I said this prayer to God. I was like, God, if I'm not gonna get this crown, let me not even make it to the top 10 in the first place.
Wow.
I was like, let me not even make it to the top 10 if I'm not going there to fetch my crown. And then, I felt like, okay, as much as I was praying to get it, but there's possibilities at corner. But I was very happy.
Nice. Look at that. And then you got into the top 10 and it was just like you prayed, girl, here's your crown. That is nice. Now, do you still remember the questions? I'm not sure if it works the same way, Ian, where they ask you questions with Q&A and then you answer. Do you still remember, was there any one specific questions that you still remember, and what was your response to it?
The question that I still remember was my question, actually, because I remember Zabel. I got it from Zabel Slabisa. She's huge.
Yeah,
in modeling.
That
one, I was so excited.
Sure.
And then she asked me, "Wuthi, is the piece thing from Guishinch about myself? That one thing I would like to change about myself."
Yeah.
And then I gave an answer. I would say it's not really much, but internal work. Because outside, I'm happy. I'm happy with what God did outside.
Yeah.
But internally, I felt like I still need to do lot of work, just growing, being matured and stuff like that. So just knowing how to handle myself in like spaces and stuff like that.
Sure, definitely, definitely. And could you take us through also the preparation process? Like, I know you got something like an agent or school where you get some sort of training. Could you take us through that process of training? Ukuthi kwakhamba kanjani? How was it? Was it hectic? Mhlambe noma ngoba vele it was like your number, I don't know, so many pageant. It was just like, it's a walk in the park. I know what to do, you know?
Not really. The only training that I got was actually virtual from this other girl, Luyanda Kubisa.
Oh, yeah.
Who is a current reigning Miss Umhlatshuze.
Sure.
Yeah, I'll be friends with her. And yeah, she was just like telling me, giving me tips on what to do. So like, yeah. And she was very intense. She was very intense with the questions and stuff that. My walk. Yeah. And yeah.
Definitely.
But the training was more virtual. And also, Mr. Derek was helping us throughout the whole process. Mm. Yeah, helping us with to nail our walk, to nail our turns and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So yeah.
So in terms of Miss MUT and maybe possibly also other pageants as well, what doors would you say it has opened for you?
Okay, Miss MUT, I felt like it has done so much for me.
Yeah,
I've gotten to like grow, especially my account on Instagram, because I do want to grow as a brand.
Yeah,
I want people to know me.
Sure.
And this has put me on a pedestal, so I do get recognition.
Sure.
Even when I get onto places, I'm like, I'm Miss MUT. And they look at me different. And they're like, you know?
We peep.
Yeah, so yeah, man. Like the recognition, Jay, I'm so grateful for it. Yeah.
Definitely, man. That is very nice. So is there anything else that you do besides modeling? Example, you have a business or anything?
No, not really.
Oh, okay. So it's still though, while you do AMA pageants and now you are Miss MUT, there's possibly quite a bit more expected from you. How are you planning to balance, you know, academics, you know, and being on the crown?
Okay. I feel like the two things are in synchronization, you know, in some way. They just need your efforts. These are just two things that need your efforts to dedicate yourself.
Sure.
So, and I like pressure. I like pressure. Like, nice. I don't want to get too comfortable. I feel like I just need to have a couple of things on my plate. So, yeah, I like pressure. I just edge myself. It's okay. Balance school, balance the pageant thing. Yeah.
Then Mr. Gubamnand. Anyway, you're doing the pageant and you're doing a diploma in agriculture. One is beauty, one is dirt. What are your aspirations, Empilwini? Where do you see yourself going? Maybe let's start. Where do you see yourself going between these two and overall aspirations?
Okay. To be honest with you, I've always had love for entertainment. Be it representing, be it acting. That's why I started pageant, because I want to be like, you know, be the main thing.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, well, the TV, the screens, all of that.
The spotlight.
Mm. But then also with agriculture, I grew the love from it because of my research I did from Umhlabesiphilakuwona njengamanje. It is one thing that you can be able to maintain yourself. Yeah, well,
sure.
Yeah, well, economic wise. Yeah, well, that's why I was like, okay, let me do this, because one gets handy mali, agriculture in mali, you know? So yeah, man. Yeah.
Definitely. I hear you. I get you. And I do definitely see you in entertainment, man. Otherwise, thank you so much, Blue. For coming through to MUT Radio. I'm not sure if you have anything, Mhlambe, that you'd like to dedicate to students now that you are Miss MUT.
Okay.
If you have a message for the students or anything.
Actually, I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, guys, yesterday we were celebrating World Mental Health Day.
Oh, yes.
So, yeah. As Miss MUT, I'd just like to share with Amanyama students, guys, let's just prioritize our mental health. I feel like juggling school with social life can take a toll on our mental health.
Definitely.
So I really encourage my students to prioritize mental health. Worst parts, there is counseling sessions. Sign up for counseling sessions. Myself, I am attending counseling session because I prioritize my mental health. Like, you need to be at the right place almost all the time.
Definitely.
So yeah, man, that's all I have.
Wow, thank you so much, especially because we're getting closer to exams also.
Yeah.
I think it's very important to make sure that this mental state is kept afloat. Yeah. Thank you so much, Nobubele Cele, for coming through to MUT Radio, and all the best moving forward.
Oh, thank you.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.